All right, 9:40 on this Wednesday morning. We are joined now by the next representative of Michigan's 10th Congressional District, Lisa McLean, Congresswoman-elect. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, how does it feel, and what did you have to say to your supporters when you declared your victory?
It feels a sense of relief. It feels a sense of gratification. When I talked to my supporters last night, what I didn't realize and what I hope everyone realizes is to get to this level is you have to have a great team. And I had the best team ever. There's no way I could have done this without the help and support of everyone who came out to work the polls, to do phoning, to do door knocking for me. I'm really blessed and grateful.
So now what? You're getting ready to head off to Washington. Has it sunk in yet, the reality of what's ahead for you now?
Honestly, I don't think it has sunk it yet. I'm going to take today and kind of hang out with my family and cook a nice dinner and get back at it first thing tomorrow morning and just get a good game plan to represent the 10th district.
I know we've talked
about a lot of work to do.
Well, indeed, and I know we've talked about this before, but your reason for running was basically you got tired of being the armchair quarterback, so to speak, talking about all the things that Congress needed to do. You decided to go and make some changes yourself. What are some of the things that you want to do when you get to Washington?
Well, the first thing I want to do is we need to open up the state. We need to open up the economy. We need to get back to work, and that's the biggest thing we need to focus on right now, is there's a lot of small businesses, farmers, who need to get back to work, and that's the number one thing on the agenda, is we got to get America back to work.
Indeed, but we do have a coronavirus pandemic that's seeing an increasing number of cases. What do we do about that?
Well, I believe in people, as I said earlier. I believe we can do both. I believe as Americans and as people, we can figure out, and we're smart enough to figure out how to be safe and how to work. I don't believe it's an or. I believe it's an and. And if you look at the progress that we've made since the beginning of this pandemic, we have better treatments, we have better remedies, and I think that's showing. And let's not forget, we're testing a whole heck of a lot more people than we did at the beginning as well. But the biggest message I want people to hear is, I believe in the power of the people. And I believe if working together and partnering, we can figure out how to be safe and be prosperous as well.
What's it going to take to reinvigorate the economy? Obviously, this has been a very difficult year. Congress has yet to approve a second round of stimulus spending to help those individuals, families, and businesses that are struggling. What's it going to take in 2021 to continue to combat the economic impact of coronavirus?
Quite frankly, the government's got to get out of the way. I believe in the business owner. I believe in the farmer. I believe they know what's best for their business. And I think we need less regulation, less government control, fair trade deals, fair trade agreements. And if those things happen, I think you'll see the economy begin and the economic landscape begin to change. I don't believe it's the government's job to pick winners and losers. I believe it's the government's job to make sure that we have a fair playing field. That's what I think it's going to take.
This has been a year with a lot of political fighting between Republicans and Democrats. It looks like Republicans probably maintain control of the Senate. It looks like Democrats will maintain control of the House. We don't know who will be in the White House as of yet. All that being said, Lisa, are you going to be able to, and will Congress be able to put aside partisan differences to do some of those things that you're talking about?
That's going to be the challenge, is we have to figure out how to partner together, and we have to figure out what is our common goal. You know, as Americans, we still live, and I believe this, we still live in the greatest country in the whole world. And we have to start working together, and we need to begin to focus on what's right and build on those things that are right. It's going to be a challenge, but I believe we can do it. I do.
Have you talked to Paul Mitchell yet? Has he given you any advice?
None. Nope.
Do you expect to? Do you want to have that conversation with him?
If I'm very open, if he'd like to call me, I'm happy to take his call.
I bet that you will hear from him, because that's really kind of what's going to happen now, is you're going to have to transition into his position. You got to put together a staff and get situated there in D.C. You've got a lot ahead of you, don't you?
We do. We do. And like I said earlier, surrounding yourself with good people is critical. And that's where, you know, I focus so much on winning the election, that tomorrow or later today, we're really going to start focusing on putting together a good team, putting together a good transition plan to move the 10th district forward and keep growing and prospering.
All right. Well, Lisa, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your victory. And we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You do. You too. Bye-bye.